Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Kevin! You're stupid.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 567 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. That means if you're keeping count at home, we are just 52 weeks away from episode 619. My quest to get Rey Mysterio or Dominic Mysterio on this podcast is alive and well. But in the meantime, we're going to have to settle for my old buddy Tyler Heath. Tyler Heath, what's up, man?
What's going on?
I figured I'd break out the Tyler or the Heath Hatton shirt to commemorate.
Well, you're cutting my abs off, but that's all right.
So this was like early days of AAPW, wasn't it? Or even before that?
Yeah, that one was, I had a red one made, and it was my original one. And then I had a buddy of mine make that one, and he just made it on his own. Mm. Just a friend of mine. He made them, and then he just kind of made money off of me. But, I mean, he was my best friend from high school. So, I mean, and we're still friends to this day. But he did it. He made it on his own. And he found a picture of me in my underwear, and that's what we went with.
Well, you know, I was going to ask because, you know, nowadays everybody seems to have merch and selling stuff. But back in those early days of AAPW when we first met, I don't remember there being a whole lot of guys that were selling stuff. How important do you think that is to getting over or, you know, kind of staying relevant in the local markets?
I don't really think it's relevant. Back then, it honestly, like when I sold my red shirts and when I sold stuff like pictures, I mean, back when you're starting out, you don't get paid anything. Like, mm-hmm. You just don't make any money. And, I mean, selling two shirts is $40. Sometimes that's more than you got paid back in the day. Wow. And I mean, or, you know, selling three or four pictures. So that's kind of where you would make your money. And so that was – starting out as a young kid, especially when you're, like – I hate to be that way, but when I was popular – mm-hmm. And I sold quite a bit of shirts, you know, which is a funny story. About 6 or 7 months ago, a year ago, we were at Goodwill and we saw one of my shirts there. And I'm like, that shows where my fame has gone.
That is funny. Well, you mentioned popular, and this is going to be, I know you're going to laugh about it and whatever, but this is going to be the Kevin Kisses Up to Tyler segment of the show.
The whole time.
Yes, I will try to. I'm going to tell a story from back in the day for me, but tie it to Tyler, because as people probably can figure out, I'm not the most athletic or popular guy myself. And I've, you know, always used wrestling and Star Wars, you know, kind of those things to bond. And I was back in high school, and I'm bringing this story because one time, actually more than once, I had some people on Facebook that were kind of, they were joking around, but you didn't know if they were being serious or if they were joking around. And you actually said, "Do you need me to take care of this for you?" And I remember that, and it has stuck with me. But it reminded me of when I was in high school, in PE class, we were playing volleyball, and I was obviously not very good. And there were these kids on my team that were giving me crap about missing the ball or whatever. So then I started doing it on purpose and kind of just to annoy them. Well, at the end of PE, we go back into the locker room to dress back into our regular clothes, and they like surround me. There's three of them, and they all circle around me, and they're like giving me shit, and they're, you know, "Hey man, why were you screwing up?" And I'm like, "It was just a stupid volleyball game." And out of nowhere, this guy who was a senior, I was a sophomore, this guy who was a senior, who was a big wrestling fan, who we had never talked before, but he dressed up like the Macho Man on career day. That's how into it he was. And he was kind of built like AC Slater from Saved by the Bell back in the day. He comes walking in and he's like, "Leave this guy alone." And I stuck up for me. And I really thought this guy was going to like throw down and start beating these guys up for me. But it reminded it, you know, when you said that one time, and I've always viewed you as a good friend, but someone that is outside of my normal class of friends, if you will, as far as like that cool factor. You've always been that it factor. Wow. And you talked about popularity. And I think, you know, when we get to the Stride talk here in just a few minutes, when we're back in that building, and obviously the crowd will go wild. And I just want to say again how much I've appreciated the friendship, but then also the years of memories and the things that I've been able to do through wrestling because of you and the ideas that you've had and kind of convincing other people to let this middle-aged nerd look better than he really is. So thank you for all of that.
Well, I definitely carried you amongst the years and gave you the money that you needed to be able to support your podcast. But no, it's funny. Kids at school nowadays, you know, we would say we're cool or popular, but kids today say, you know, like kid, you know, like you're tough. Like that's their big thing is you're tough. So anyway, it's weird for me because you know, I wear jumpsuits every day to work and I don't dress up. I have a white beard now. I'm old. And the kids always tell me I'm tough. Like you're so tough. And I just, and you know, and now Paisley, my stepdaughter goes to school where I go and she says, you know, kids love you. They think you're, but I at heart I've always been a nerd. Mm-hmm. I think because I've always been really athletic and good at sports, so that when you're in high school or school, when you're athletic, you know, I mean, if you look at over here on this wall, the wall of me, you know, there's a lot of sports and stuff on that wall, but I was very athletic, which made me popular. But I mean, Sam Hamlin will tell you, or you know, I would come in, because we went through a period where we were, you know, we didn't have cable at our house. And so I would come in on Tuesday morning and ask Sam what happened on wrestling, because we didn't have it. And we had a class together and I sit next to Sam because I wanted to talk wrestling. And we would, you know, we had MSN Messenger, if you remember that. And so I would get on MSN Messenger after I knew Nitro or Raw was over, and I would message with Sam to see what happened because Sam watched it. It's funny to me because when people think that I'm cool or whatever, and I am, you know, Star Wars tattoos, wrestling fan, I've always been more on the nerdy side. But I think just because I also with sports, I was always athletic, so that made me a little bit more appealing to the popular crowd because on the other hand, I, you know, in high school when I played basketball, I had long blonde shaggy hair, I got technicals, I was an entertainer. Like I was more entertaining the crowd than I was you know, actually probably playing the game.
With your students, do they talk about wrestling? I mean, obviously they know about it because we're doing this show at their school, but before that, you know, because you've worked at a couple of schools now, do you find wrestling fans there now? Because obviously WWE is through the roof as far as mainstream goes now. And do they talk about it at all with you much or?
You know, the way schools are now, it's really, man, I hate to say this, but it's really hard to let kids get to know you on a personal level just because of social media and technology. And so there are a few that come up and talk wrestling. I've had parents, and me and actually my wife was just talking about this the other day. We had a kid move in. His dad messaged me. Said he's a huge wrestling fan. He's had problems at his other school, So I bonded with him over wrestling. Like, that's kind of how I got him. He was kind of kept to himself, didn't have a whole lot of friends moving in at the time. So I used wrestling as a way. I brought him over during PE and we sat and watched one of my wrestling and matches, and then we started talking. And so Matt Jenkins, that we know, that his cousin or nephew goes to our school. He's a huge wrestling. His name's Dax fan. So me and him talk. Now kids will make comments like, Coach Hatton's mad, don't body slam us. Some of the older high school boys will be like in PE, will you teach us body slams today? Will you put it, and so there is that. Now I will tell you, the younger kids, the elementary kids, they like, I'm John Cena to them. So like when I come in the gym, or in the Cummins, my daughter and Paisley will both be, oh my God, those little, I mean, they come running over and they talk to me. So to them, yeah. But the kids that I teach, not really. I mean, usually like I teach driver's ed, I show them all my WWE match. They all want to see it by the end of it. But I, you know me and I joke, but I really honestly, it's a probably a downfall of mine. I don't like to talk about myself. I really don't like attention that much. I joke about it with my friends. But at school, like, Rachel all the time is like, he's being modest. He did this or he did that. So with the kids, I don't like to brag about it. Now there are times when I will jokingly say to them, well, I was on TV. What have you done? Or something like that. But for the most part, no, but I will say I make TikToks with them as far as we, I got them this year to allow me to make a Crab Orchard TikTok page.
Oh,
And
no.
so I make TikToks with the kids, and I think I do have that with them. So I do, like, obviously there's not too many kids at the school that hate me or dislike me, I would say, because I do fun stuff. But as far as wrestling, the kids that I have, they I'm not really, I'm just a white grumpy old man to them most of the time. So
Well, with having kids there, how are your kids with you, with this certain level of celebrity, if you will?
It's they don't really say much. Jada, she grew up around it, and so she kind of knows it. She's always, Paisley, on the other hand, she's more fascinated that everybody knows me. Like we went to Mackey's last weekend, and a guy came up and started, and started talking to me, and then we went to, I'm trying to raise money to get a weight room, and we went to one of Wyatt's cross country meet, and a guy walked up and he offered to give me money. And he knew me and he's hard talking wrestling. And so like, to them, they always say, that I what I teach my kids is, how does a kid from North City make it to WWE? And like, I feel like I have a different mindset where, like, if I put my mind to something, I can do it. So I'm all the time like, you got to do this. You have to outwork everybody. And so they think I'm more like annoying with it, because I'm more like, like with Jada, did you go to the gym today? Did you pitch today? Did you hit today? Like, did you do this? And same thing with, like, I'm like that with Paisley. Wyatt is running cross country, and Wyatt, he's my stepson. He's more like me. I mean, he runs at 6 a.m. every morning. He runs after school as well. And he is, he's more like, I'll show him something, like he has like a leg thing. So I show him how to foam roll or how to do stuff. And I come in the other day and he's doing it. So he's more like me. Why the girls are more like, I'm annoying, and so, but as far as, I think because everybody likes me at the school, student wise, the girls like that, like, my daughter's boyfriend, I had him in class. And so, I mean, there's certain things, like that, which I will say that's probably the one thing I'm most proud of is like he has told people, I'm the same person at home that I am at school. Like, I don't like, I like how I act with the students and the things I do is no different than how I act at home with my family. So.
Well, you mentioned the weight room and school, and that's why we're here to talk is about the return of Stride Pro Wrestling. It's becoming an annual tradition of doing a fundraiser at Crab Orchard School. Now, is this going to be for the gym or for the weight room stuff?
No, this is actually for the basketball team.
Okay.
So I again, somebody that I've known over the years is coaching. I coach high school basketball now, so I'm the high school basketball coach. And a guy that I know coaches another school. Anyway, long story short, he knows somebody who knows somebody, and we have an opportunity for Crab Orchard to play El Dorado. We did a show at El Dorado at the high school a few years ago, but anyway, we have an opportunity to play them where the Indiana Pacers play on the NBA court.
Oh, wow.
So we'll get to take the boys to the NBA game, and then after the game, we will play.
Oh, sweet.
So now, how it works is we have to buy tickets for the players. We have to stay in a hotel, or there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. So, when that opportunity was presented, I'm like, how cool would that be for the boys to get to play on an NBA floor? And so, anyway, all this money is going towards that. Everything we're trying to raise is to pay for the hotel and the tickets to to all of that. And so that's where. Last year when I did the fundraiser, I took the money and gave it to different groups. Hopefully, I make enough this year to do that as well, to give it, whether it's the volleyball team or the softball team or the baseball team. I think I gave some to the baseball team last year, some to the softball team last year, and then some to the, I think, I don't remember another group, maybe Pep Club. Anyway, so. That's what that is. That is where all this is going to go, is basically hoping to get this trip funded so these boys can go do that.
When is that? Is that coming
That January 2nd.
January? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, hopefully, and I know you had a group of them out over the weekend selling tickets at Backyard Burger. How was that?
So I actually planned on sometimes in my older age, I forget, just like I feel like technology has taken away a lot from kids, and it takes away from me and everything. But we took them, and my wife came, and she came because I forgot chairs for the boys, and she came and she was like, oh my gosh, they're having such a good time. They're out by the road, and these are high school boys. They're holding signs and they're dancing and getting people to, and so after about an hour, I went and I was like, you guys want to go? They're like, no, this is like, high school talk. This is low key fun, And so anyway, we ended up staying for almost 3 hours.
Wow.
Because they wanted to stay. And so I think I had other things I needed to do, but I felt like they're out, they're doing this, they're not on their phones, they're not inside, they're actually having fun doing this. So me and I'm friends with Ram, the owner of Backyard Burger, and Rachel, the three of us just sat there and watched these guys sell it. No, they sold. We actually, sadly, not sadly, but we had more donations than we did ticket sell. People would just stop and give us $20, give us $40, whatever. They would just stop and give them money. And so that they raised, I think we had about $500 that we made yesterday just from sitting there. And we did sell some tickets, but like most of them, most of what we got was just, I think they saw these kids on the side of the road and they felt bad and they just gave them money. But
That probably gives them a sense of pride too, knowing that they're not just being handed this trip, that they're actually putting in some work and some effort to raise money for it.
yeah, I mean, I think they really, since I've been at Crab and knowing people, they haven't had an overnight trip in athletics in a long time, and they've never done anything like this. And so I think, and they all obviously they're basketball players, so they love the NBA, and it's given them a sense of like they really want to go. And I've told them, like, the school is being gracious and letting us go and trusting us to go stay in a hotel and go travel, but we got to pay for it. And so I think they know, like, if we don't raise this money, he's not going to let us go. So they are going out, and they're making me pretty proud. So the way that they've done stuff.
Well, talk to us about the show. What can we expect? I know Farmer Billy Hills will defend the championship against Axe Allred, an old rival of yours. We've seen some great matches between these two, and not only between them, but with you yourself, with Axe, probably your greatest rival in stride, in my opinion. But what else can f folks expect on Friday, October 10th?
Oh man, there's the return of Wraith and Riser will be there. I'm pretty excited about that. Last year I tried to get them both. I'm pretty sure one of them had a concert, and then Riser's in the military, and he had a military thing he had to be at, so he could not make it. Justin Dersler, he's coming to defend the title. Bull Bronson will be there. Beautiful Brian Richards, Roger Mathis, Jay Spade. Man, what's that?
Boys.
The boys will be there with a Z. I messed up on their thing, so I apologize. Derek from the boys, he's actually from Crab Orchard. So he
Oh.
graduated from Crab Orchard. He actually had a trip planned. He was pretty bummed that he's able to make it now. Peyton Ayers will be there. Savion will be there. I'm pretty excited about it. I tried to put together Frank Edwards will be there. I've tried to put together matches of people or bring people that I think understand what a school show is. A school wrestling show is not like other shows. Most school shows, like, I feel like a lot of school shows, people don't know what they're coming to see. They just usually know it's a fundraiser that has been pushed and pushed and pushed at the school to come, and it's an event. And I kind of realized that last year we also did donkey basketball at our school.
Oh, cool.
But I can remember the kids talking, and then myself even. I had done it before at another school, but anyway, a lot of the kids and the people in the community didn't know what it was. Donkey back, but I think in wrestling is the same thing. I think they think like, oh, I came here, back in 1972, Macho Man came and wrestled, so and so here. And I think that's a lot of what they think, but the kids, I think, they're watching and they're like, is John Cena showing up? Is Roman Reigns? So anyway, I will say, back in the day, Jerry Travelstead had it down to an art, because they knew what it was, and they figured out, like, they Jerry wrestled, but over time, when it first started, it was like the kids were there to see Josh Plumley wrestle, Jerry Travelstead wrestle, and they did a really good job of wrestling and doing it. But then after a while, it was then they were coming to watch Heath Hatton, Red Daniels. You know, they were coming, you know, they grew to hate a Tony Flood or whatever. They grew to hate a Dexter Roswell. They had grown, like they knew the characters. And I feel like the other school shows that we normally do, I try to get teachers to wrestle to help bring in a crowd. And I think like a crab last year, like they were there to see Mr. Hatton, which was very weird because you know, I kind of realized that is I'd always been Heath Hatton and getting into that character and that person. But at Crab Orchard, like I realized like I was Josh Plumley, I was Jerry Travelstead. The students do not, they see me as the driver's ed teacher.
Oh yeah.
They
That's
don't see me as a pro wrestler, you know? And you know, so it, which, you know, in hindsight now, looking back and seeing it and going into this year, I realized like, I mean, just I have a paper in my console right now where I'm supposed to have another MRI done and I keep putting it off. Because I'm like hoping that after the wrestling show, if I got to have another knee surgery, I'll do it then. But I've realized my body is completely broken down. And so when you wrestle as a teacher, you don't have to do much. You know, it's like, you know, and I realize over the years, like tagging with you, you didn't do much. You know, you just let me you just let me get, you know, it was like I think it was a while ago you shared one of our where we set up for the show and it's like you took the hot tag, but I'm like, you know, we have this 20-minute match and 17 of it's me getting beat up. And then I tag you in and you come in and do all your stuff and I'm like, and we set up the match and I'm like, man. He sat on the side and didn't do anything, and then I let him come in and hit some clotheslines and a choke slam and what to expect. I'm excited, you know, what to expect. I think you know people really put it, a couple people messaged me and they really put it in perspective. Some of the guys that I booked and the guys that are coming, and they had said, you know, we're all really excited. Like I can remember when we did the APW show for Curly, having those guys back, there was kind of a buzz. And even to us, you know, like to me, APW is where I got my start. It is my first taste of like real wrestling in Southern Illinois. My real first taste of indie wrestling, I guess. And so when we think AEPW, I think that's what we think. And when we did that reunion show, having Sean and Ed and Mike Masters and Jay Wells or, you know, Gaylord Axe, all these people, like it was like, okay, that's so cool. And then I realized talking to these people, like some of these guys, they were like, we need to do more Stride shows. And I realized like to them, Stride is to them what AAPW was to us. And you know, I think I told you, I think I probably sent pictures about a little over a year ago. You know, I had met with a guy two or three times who wanted to bring Stride back and wanted, you know, he had offered a lot of money to buy a ring, get a building. He even looked at buying a building, you know, that's how like invested he was. And he really thought he could make money at it. And we met a few times and looked at a couple buildings. And then I like it took me a long time to understand and realize that, you know, I hate to compare it this way, but you look at like an Adam Pearce or like a Triple H, they love producing, writing, being backstage, helping people. And like they have no desire to go get in a ring and do it. They like they can be around it and they have no desire. But then you watch like Undertaker and he's like, I can't go because I want to get out there and perform. And like that's my mentality. Like I've realized that over the years, I want to go like watch my friends and these people do things, but like I want to perform. And I don't think I can anymore. Number one, I like pizza, and so I eat a lot of it, and I don't want to take my shirt off. But I could wrestle, with a shirt on, but I've realized like it's really hard for me not to want to get out there and perform. And I'm at a place where, and that's what I told the guy, like I'm at a place where I can't perform. I can't wrestle. I can't commit enough to do that. I mean, athletic director, I coach multiple things, my kids. Anyway, I'm like, I can't. So anyway, he gave up on it, and actually I think he invested in some like, and I'm pretty sad, but I think he like, I mean, he, and when I, and I'm not bragging or whatever, but he wanted to invest about $50,000
Cow.
into doing something. And anyway, he invested it into a like a dirt bike, four-wheeler thing, where he invested it all into this track and all this stuff. So anyway, but I had told him, I talked about other companies too, but he really wanted to work, I think, with me. But the Stride Show coming back is, I think it's perfect for if we do it once a year, and that's my plan, is to do it once a year. Other schools have reached out, and I've told them about other companies, and they've asked wanting to do shows, and I just like, I can't do it. I can't go out there. I can't wrestle. I don't think I could even wrestle 5 times a year. I mean, I think, maybe once I get my knee fixed, and I have my knee surgery, again, and go through that, then I think I could maybe. But then on the other hand, I'm old, so and I don't have you to carry me anymore in our tag team battles.
For the record, I was a year younger than you are now when I had my first match. So I was 30.
Well, look at you now.
Look at me now.
Yeah.
So you are wrestling on the 10th with another teacher. Is that right?
Yes, that's
Talk about him
correct.
and what you guys, because you're facing off against Spade and Jay Spade and Roger Mathis.
Yeah, so his name's Caleb Vaughn. He actually played professional basketball, and just recently he was on American Ninja Warrior.
That's right, yeah.
So yeah, he was on there. So he's really popular. Kids really like him, obviously. Last year, before he left to go film, because he had to go to Las Vegas and film for a week.
Oh, wow.
So we surprised him with a send off, and I made an American Ninja Warrior course in the gym, and he went against another student, and he's really popular, really nice guy, 6'6", athletic. And so last year, we had another teacher, Mr. Lowry, that helped. I tried to find different, try to find a different teacher every year, to do it, to, and hopefully ones that are the kids like, and so they kids really like him. He's a really great guy. So, I think going back to what I said about Jerry Travelstead and their school, when they did this every year, it was, you thought Jerry Travelstead and you thought Tony Flood, like that was the rival. And so I think what I'm trying to build is, you think Heath Hatton or Coach Hatton, Mr. Hatton, you think Jay Spade and Roger Mathis. So like, who's gonna wrestle those two? And so that's what that's my thought process is, I think they're the perfect fit for a school, because I think Jay really understands kids, really understands like to be goofy and stupid, and like the kids want to laugh at you, and then Roger literally just has to stand there. And kids are going to be scared of him. He don't got to say anything. I mean, the minute he walks out, he's gonna scared kids half to death. And, you know, and he's a sweetheart of a man, you know. So, I mean, he understands the school side of it, and he understands the, like, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's, I mean, Roger just won a tournament
Yeah.
yesterday, you know, and that a real, you know, a real fight, you know, where he goes out and has to fight somebody else. So I think he's finally figured out that, you know, or not finally, but he understands going to these schools, he's going there. We're going there to entertain these kids and get, you know, it's not like when I was younger and I went to these shows or wrestled. It kind of mattered what you did, and, like, you know, you, I think now, and that's the thing. That's why I realized at first I was gonna wrestle Axe. I was gonna be selfish. I was gonna wrestle Axe. And then I realized, like, Axe is coming and he's not getting to wrestle Heath Hatton. He's gonna have to wrestle Mr. Hatton. And it really is two different things. And so what we can do, like, you know, as far as school appropriate, as a teacher, what I'm able to do in my match, you know, or whatever, is completely different. So anyway, I don't, I'm very particular in who I book. And also Cash Borden will be there too.
Oh,
So
no.
yeah, he'll be there. And he, yeah, he'll be there. And so I really tried to book people, gosh, sounds really mean, that I like, that I want to be around, that I want to see. You know, that's, to me, I don't know about you, but, like, that's what I miss most about Stride and having wrestling is, you know, I was just telling, me and you spoke on the phone a couple months ago, and when I got off the phone, I remember telling Rachel, I was like, man, I haven't seen Kevin in a long time. You know, I haven't seen, I need to have him, I had to meet him for dinner or something. But that's what I, the one thing I miss about wrestling is just not seeing people, is not talking to people. And so I tried to invite people or ask people to wrestle that I missed, you know, that I haven't seen in a long time.
Well, and I just got on the Stride Facebook page. If you haven't already followed that, we've got Curly and David Lee Walker facing each other. Justin Durst defending the No Limits Championship with Jeff King, Cash Borden, and I don't have my glasses on. Tyrone,
Tyrone, yeah.
which, fun fact, he was the referee in the cage match with Roger and I back in the day. I think he was still training at that time.
Yeah.
You mentioned Wraith and Riser. They're taking on the boys, Caleb Vaughn and Heath Hatton against Jay Spade and Roger Mathis, and then the heavyweight championship, Farmer Billy Hills and Axe Allward. Those are the matches that have been announced so far. Was
And
it
Peyton Ayers and Savion will be there. I haven't made a graphic for that yet. They will be there. I think they're tagging together. It's so sad. I've made the card, and the card is on my work computer. And so, yeah, I was a little, I haven't, but I have the card, and I have who all is going to be there. But I left it all on my. On my, I even had a little microphone to wear when we talked, so I could be professional. And then I completely just,
you still sound good, so.
well, I know I look good. I sound good. I forgot Friday I had a PE conference, and so I wasn't at school, and I forgot all my stuff.
It was it hard? Is it hard convincing, or was it hard back in the day convincing the school to do a wrestling show? Because even though it is very mainstream now, and it has been for years, but it still has that stigma, I think. And then I think there's probably some people that are still in the mentality of it's, crotch chops and dick jokes and all of that. But has the administration there at your school, and even convincing, Mr. Vaughn, for example, to do this, was that hard to do, or were they already on board with it?
You know, no, it wasn't hard. I mean, to be honest, the hardest thing to convince last year was getting the teachers to bring their students down for the pep rally. Because I do a pep rally where I set up for the match to kind of show the kids what it is. because they, in case they don't know, that was probably the hardest thing to convince, was to let me do that in front of the school. And then this year, I think last year, this year I set it up to have it on an 11 o'clock dismissal, so that way we can do it, and then we go on fall break. So I tried to set it up so that way we did it, and then the kids left for a week, and maybe after the show they'll forget about it before they come and fight in the locker room. But I think as I've gotten older, I've realized, I don't want to say I'm very, I'm known as being Heath Hatton. I think more than I really like cared to think. It's like there's some times you've messaged me and you've been in Walmart and people don't recognize you from WSIL. They re recognize you from wrestling. And there are times I think, especially being on WWE and doing the things that I got to do, I'm recognized of that. So anyway, when I, as a teacher, like the members of the school board and stuff, they know me as being a former pro wrestler, and I think that they like that, because I think at the end of the day, it gives me talking points with the kids. You can chase your dreams, you can do this, whatever it is, go do it. But the school, I think, I think I've built a reputation, and we built a company where, regardless of whatever, people respect me, the workers respect me. Knock on wood, we've done how many school shows? We've never had an incident. We've never had a problem. Biggest problem we had is a fan threw and hit Red Daniels in the head with a water bottle.
Yes. Yeah, and her mom was so pissed at her.
So I mean, that's like the biggest, so I think a lot of the people are, a lot of the workers, I think I've earned their respect over the years, so they know to go out and handle the crowd the right way. And certain things, like I need to put guardrails up this year, because last year I wasn't thinking kids went all around the ring, and to get close to us, that was a liability, waiting to happen. But luckily, all the people involved, Roger, Spade, they r recognized that, so they were very careful around the kids. But no, that was, I think a voice of concern was like, don't let the kids around the ring. But there, the now when before, when Stride first started, and I was trying to get into West Frankfort and Johnson City and Woodlawn and all these places that we went, when I went to these board meetings, yes, it did get awkward because some of the members did not like it. I mean, I'll tell you this, I went to one board meeting, and the superintendent had said, well, I just think it's going to cause a lot of kids fighting in the bathroom and just fighting and arguing, and I don't want to do it. A member of the board said, well, guess what? It's not your decision.
Oh,
And I'm just sitting there.
wow.
And, and so they, and then they voted to have it.
Nice.
And then, but anyway, the superintendent, when we came, well, leading up to it, they had tried to say we had to have workman's comp insurance. They did a lot of things she did to try to fight it. Luckily, I had Jerry, and Jerry got involved, and Jerry kind of cleared the path for it to happen. But then that superintendent ended up leaving. But anyway, so stuff like that has happened with trying to get wrestling shows. And I think, being able to really push family friendly, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that, it's going to be this. And now I do know, like, I do toe the limit, like at Gallatin County, like I didn't ask if I could get put through a chair or through a table, I just did it, so stuff like that. You like there's a a certain line that I try to toe with, you know, where it's like, it is wrestling and I am a wrestler. I do love wrestling. And so I do want to stay true to that because I think, I mean, that's why, I mean, I've always said I never wanted to have a real job. You know, I know you don't work, but I never wanted to, I always wanted to be a wrestler. That's all I ever wanted to be was a professional wrestler. And as long as I could remember, that's what I wanted to be. And then now I'm a teacher, but I do try to stay true to the fact of the business side of
Yeah,
things.
sure. Makes a lot of sense. Well, you can get tickets at Crab Orchard School in Marion, Illinois, or just come out the night of. Tickets will be available at the door. We had some folks asking that on Facebook as well. Message our Facebook page and ask too. We'll be sure to set you in the right direction. Anything else, Tyler, before we wrap up this week's episode?
No, people have asked too. Yeah, you can get tickets at the door. So we're not really reserving seats. So just, yeah, you can get tickets at the door. They are $10 a piece just for everything. There'll be plenty of seating. Show starts at 7. It'll be about 2 hours long. So 6 matches. Come out and, maybe Kevin will get in the ring and dust off his my tights and maybe we'll, but it'd be a good family friendly event. So, I'm, in case anybody wonders, I still am the champ of everything. So still keep all these, and sometimes I just come in here and put my wrestling trunks on and put the belt on and reminisce the glory days.
We'll need pictures of that the next time. So, once
Actually,
again,
I am looking right now in my, from the last time that I wrestled, this is kind of my man cave room. Like it's all my Darth Vaders and stuff. But over there in the corner is my wrestling bag, and I can see my wrestling trunk sitting on top of them. Where either they haven't been washed and I put them up there, or they have, or Rachel washed them and put them on top of there. But
we'll go with that one. That
yeah,
sounds more sanitary.
it does.
All right, man. Thanks so much for being here. Friends, thank you for listening and or watching, and we will see you next time and on Friday, October 10th.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.